This is Willem Backus with another Travel World Report. I'm with baseball fan and correspondent Mitchell Garvis on our pilgrimage to the Cooperstown Baseball Hall of Fame last year. Mitchell, how was it?
You know, Willem, I have to tell you, you can make the Hajj to Mecca. You can go to the Holy Land to Jerusalem, but there is no trip for a baseball fan quite like the pilgrimage to Cooperstown. It was a dream come true. Mm-hmm. And not my first visit, by the way.
Oh, you were in Cooperstown before.
That's right. I go, not every year, but every few years, I try to make it down there because it's a museum it's alive. It changes every time I go down. They have different exhibits. They have additions. When we were down there, they had an entire display dedicated to Charlie Brown.
And he was the pitcher, of course, on that baseball team.
That's right. He was the pitcher for his baseball team. I would like to know if anyone can come up with the name of his baseball team.
I know one enjoyable part of Cooperstown was that it was located in what amounts to a resort town at the base of Lake Otisauga in New York, just west of Albany.
That's right. The location is perfect. It is a golfer's paradise, by the way, if you happen to be one of those three people who don't enjoy baseball and your spouse drives you down. You can spend your entire time golfing and be perfectly oblivious to the fact that you're in the baseball paradise of the world. It's dedicated solely to America's national sport.
Mitch, thanks for joining us on Travel World.
Always a pleasure, Willem.
This is Willem Backus with a Travel World Report.